CEO Bob Chapek outlined his plans for the new year and a new century in a memo to staff. That as the entertainment giant prepares to celebrate its 100th anniversary and looks to recover from what was less than a magical year last year. Here with details is Tuna Amobi, CFRA Research Media and Entertainment Analyst. Thanks so much for joining us today. So Chapek took the helm from Bob Iger nearly 2 years ago, and this was his first big message that he sent out. And he has a mission based on three pillars of strategies. I want to go through each of them. The first one is storytelling excellence, and that is something that Disney has always prided itself on and something that has stood out and made it unique.
That's absolutely right. I think as I kind of parse what Chapek was saying, my sense is that for the most part, the strategy is going to be unchanged. Disney's always been huge in terms of, storytelling, and that kind of harkens back all the way back to the times of Michael Eisner. Bob Iger brought a new dimension to it. Chapek, what he's doing is to pretty much signal to investors, listen, there isn't going to be any major change. The one thing that I noticed a little bit different is less emphasis on international expansion. If you remember last year, Disney closed about 100 international channels and took a $5 billion write down. And the reason for that is that they are now pivoting more aggressively to streaming. And this year is going to be, I would say, make or mar year for Chapek. As you know, the stock has underperformed in the past year. And now it seems like the honeymoon period is actually over, and he's going to be feel the pressure to perform going forward.
Yeah, certainly it seems like Chapek is paying a lot of attention to movies and to streaming, as you say, Tuna. And we saw that they just announced that their animated coming-of-age comedy, Turning Red, is going to skip that March theatrical release and debut right on Disney Plus. This is after they did this with Soul and Luca. Do you think that that's the best sort of prudent decision for them to make? Is it important for him to give customers a reason to keep spending month after month on Disney Plus?
Well, that's going to be one of the most important decisions that Chapek can make in terms of how to really, manage the different release windows vis-a-vis the theaters as well as the streaming. We know that Bob Iger was pretty much aggressive in putting a lot of those titles into streaming. Granted, that was partly due to the necessities of the theater closures during the pandemic. So as we kind of look forward now with things starting to get back to normal, despite the Omicron concerns, I think Chapek is going to be increasingly, forced to take those decisions himself. And by the way, that is something that most Hollywood studios are grappling with in terms of managing the dynamics of that. And that had huge impact for profitability of the various windows. So he's talked about that a little bit on the calls. My sense is that he's going to take a little bit more pragmatic approach as opposed to a major decision that will kind of be much more trailblazing here, which I don't think that Chapek wants to jump right in so aggressively on this outset.
And then I want to go back to the second pillar that he mentioned, which is innovation, something that they are trying to keep ahead of as there is more competition, particularly in the streaming space. And he talks about the metaverse. So what do you make of that?
Well, that's a theme that we've heard quite often on a recurring basis. Even on the last call, I think innovation is going to be a key theme. And that is one area, frankly, where I think Bob Iger has excelled in terms of being the first in so many, trailblazing decisions that affect the digital, landscape. Obviously, the metaverse is huge. He's talked about that. I don't think, frankly, at this point that, that the company has a pretty specific handle in terms of how all of their various things are going to interplay in the metaverse. And that is something that not just content providers, but even the platform provider and tech companies are also grappling with. But what he's saying is that they are going to try to be at the forefront in terms of, using the metaverse to maintain various digital touch points, which at the end of the day is really the bread and butter of how Disney monetizes its content.
And he also said there would be relentless focus on the audience, which makes sense. All right, we will have to leave it there. Tuna Amobi, CFRA Research Media and Entertainment Analyst. Thank you so much for your time.